This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right. More inflation with apologies to Lynette Lopez. There is a part of the inflation story that is maybe not getting the attention it should. Overall, from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, personal income and outlays report this morning, inflation is running at 4.4%. For the core, that's excluding food and energy, even though we all have to eat and use energy, 3.6%. It's high, but it's steady. But here's the thing I wanted to tell you. We also got data on wage inflation today in the form of the Labor Department's Employment Cost Index, literally what it costs employers to employ people, wages, benefits, the whole smash. That was up 3.7% in the third quarter from a year ago. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains the wage-price connection.
Up till now, the main reason for sharp price rises has been the messed up pandemic supply chain. But the rising cost of wages and benefits is potentially more troubling, up about 4% in the private sector year over year, around 7% for hotel and restaurant workers, more than 8% in financial services.
It was pretty fast wage growth. It was, you know, one data point, but we'll keep an eye on it.
Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute says if employers keep raising wages this much, they could be driven to raise prices too.
That sort of wage price spiral is what worries kind of macro policymakers like the Federal Reserve the most. That's the thing, the genie they don't want to let out of the bottle.
Like what happened in the bad old 1970s, says University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson.
Workers trying to build into their contracts automatic wage increases of 5 or 6% because they think I'm going to need that just to be able to buy the same set of things I was buying the year before. And that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But workers today don't have nearly as much leverage as they did in the 70s, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network.
We don't have the union participation. We don't have the industry-wide labor agreements. I think it's going to be a much tougher path to see that kind of wage price spiral take off.
McMillan sees the current increase in worker compensation in a more virtuous cycle kind of light.
That money, if it goes into consumers' pockets, actually is going to help the economy grow going forward.
And the biggest pay hikes right now are going to younger workers and service workers in low-wage professions who need the money most to keep up with rising prices. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.